This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections is underway. 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Trends are now available for all 70 seats of Delhi NCT Assembly election, for which counting of votes is underway at 19 centres. BJP is leading at 46 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party is leading on 23 seats. Congress is leading on one seat. In by-election for Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan is leading. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. In Delhi NCT, prominent AAP leaders who are trailing include Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal, Chief Minister Atishi, former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia, Somnath Bharti and Avadh Ocha. Leading AAP leaders include Gopal Rai, Saurabh Bhardwaj and Durgesh Pathak. BJP leaders who are ahead include Parvesh Sahib Singh, Vijendra Gupta, Dushyant Gautam, Rajkumar Anand, Harish Khurana, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kailash Gehlot, Ramesh Biduri, Om Prakash Sharma, Ravi Negi and Arvinder Singh Lovely. AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal and Congress's Sandeep Dixit are trailing in New Delhi constituency to their nearest BJP candidate, Parvesh Sahib Singh. Delhi Chief Minister and AAP leader Atishi is trailing in Kalkaji constituency where Ramesh Biduri of BJP is leading. AAP leader Gopal Rai is leading in Babarpur constituency. Senior AAP leader and former Deputy CM Manish Sisodia is trailing in Jangpura constituency. Senior BJP leader and three-time MLA from Vishwasnagar, Om Prakash Sharma, is leading in the seat. BJP candidate Ravi Negi is leading from the Parpadganj constituency. AAP's Avadh Oja is trailing. Saurabh Bhardwaj of AAP is leading in Greater Kailash constituency. Somnath Bharti of AAP is trailing in Malviya Nagar. Priyanka Gautam of BJP is trailing in the reserved constituency of Kondli. Mohan Singh Bisht of BJP is also trailing in Mustafa constituency, rather Mustafabad constituency. Devendra Yadav of Congress is leading in Badli constituency. Alka Lamba of Congress is also trailing. Our correspondent Anupam Mishra is at Maharani Bagh Counting Center. Anupam, what are the latest trends coming in at your center?
As per Election Commission of India, BJP is leading in 39 seats and AAP in 23. Okay. I am now at Mirabai DSUE Maharani Bagh Counting Center, where counting is in progress for four seats, Kalkaji, Jangpura, Okhla and Kasturba Nagar. In Kalkaji, Ramesh Biduri of BJP is leading by over 1,100 votes against Chief Minister and AAP candidate Atishi. Alka Lamba of Congress is in third place. In Kasturba Nagar, Neeraj Basoya of BJP leading by 2,500 votes. In Okhla, Manish Chaudhary of BJP is leading by 2,200 votes against AAP candidate and sitting MLA Amanatullah Khan.
All right. Thanks, Anupam, for that update. The centre has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program for the period from 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and emphasis will be placed on convergence and quality enhancement. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatt of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, in a statement, said that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner and greener future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a crucial visit to France and the United States from Monday. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France and the US reflects India's growing global leadership in AI, defense, trade and people-to-people ties. In tennis, Maya Rajeshwaran has stormed into the semi-final in women's singles of the L&T Mumbai Open in Mumbai. The 15-year-old Maya defeated Mei Yamaguchi of Japan 6-4, 3-6, 6-2 in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.